This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's news you don't expect from the publishing world. Sales are up at bookstores. Not all bookstores, as chains like Borders have closed and Barnes & Noble is hurting to the point that the CEO quit. And there's news today the company could be broken up and sold off. But industry numbers show that sales in independent Christian bookstores grew nearly 9% last year. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
The family-owned bookstore Beacon of Hope is also a beacon of air-conditioned refreshment on a July day in Springfield, Ohio. The cafe's blender is cranking out ice-cold coffee drinks. Linda Sandoval is a regular visitor for liquid and spiritual nourishment. She likes the selection, the live events, the atmosphere, and especially the devoted staff.
Honest, I'm not getting paid for this interview, but I love the people who work there. I just respect them so much for what they do.
That connection she feels is why sales at Christian stores like this one add up to around $5 billion a year. Manager Aaron Kastein cultivates strong community ties by creating an extension of church meeting rooms.
We have a lot of Bible studies. A lot of church groups have come in, and to a point where they sometimes ask if they can schedule a time slot to get in because it can sometimes be crowded.
Steady crowds mean more sales. And these days, it's about more than just Bibles, explains market researcher Ron Sellers.
One of the things that Christian bookstores have done over the years is they've expanded beyond Christian bookstores.
They're also selling Christian genre fiction, self-help, and history. And not just books, also Christian movies, which are exploding with higher quality production and Hollywood stars. At Rainbow Shop in Bismarck, North Dakota, Christian-themed greeting cards, toys, and DVDs are all big business, says owner Matt Mitzel.
Our gift line has done tremendous. It's really hard to buy gifts online. People like to see their gifts and they like to feel them.
Christian retailers also tend to gain customers in tough economic times. Curtis Risky is president of the Association for Christian Retail.
People tend to turn toward God, and certainly our stores have been there with God's Word and the Bible and the wisdom that it holds.
And they're showing wisdom of their own in convincing the faithful to shop local. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.